from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, July 22nd. Coming up, just a few years ago, there were only a few collegiate esports programs in the United States. Now, there are nearly 200. We'll learn what's fueling their growth in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois members of Congress were vocal supporters of the Right to Contraception Act passed by the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The bill codifies the right to access contraceptives. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky said the bill is crucial to family planning, and Congresswoman Lauren Underwood said it would protect civil rights that could be threatened after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last month.
These attacks on women are as personal as it gets. Restricting access to birth control will especially harm Black women who experience disparities in health outcomes and access to care.
Republican lawmakers argued the bill opens the door for non-FDA-approved drugs and abortion pills. The bill now moves to the Senate. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Peoria to Chicago passenger rail route now has an initial price tag, $2.5 billion. Former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood says the groundwork has been laid to make the route happen.
We not only have a good plan and a good survey and the interest from our community, but we have the interest at the federal level, which is absolutely critical.
A ridership survey projects an average of 600 people a day would use the passenger rail route, which also runs through communities like Ottawa, Morris, and Joliet. The next step is to submit a project proposal to the Federal Railroad Administration this fall. But LaHood says it will take years for the project to come to full fruition. The Champaign County Association of Realtors says home sales declined by nearly 16% compared to June of last year. That's according to the association's monthly report released this week. June is typically a hot month for the real estate market. Stephanie Pratt, president of the Champaign County Association of Realtors, attributes this change to economic instability.
The cost of electric is doubled for most people, unless they have some locked-in rates for a little while. You've got the cost of food going up. So it's going to shrink the buying power.
Still, Pratt says it's been a, quote, really good year for real estate developers, agents, and property owners. She says homes in rural areas and those with a higher price tag are selling the fastest. Kids are back in the classroom at one Vermilion County school. Danville's Northeast Elementary Magnet School returned to classes this week. Parents say they're excited for a, quote, normal fall after 2 years of closures, remote learning, and health anxieties since the COVID-19 pandemic began.
I mean, he's not technically behind, but I just feel like he lost a lot by not being in a school.
It's become normal for people around us to have COVID, and they're getting vaccinated and being okay, so I personally feel like I'm more comfortable than I was before.
Those were moms Katari Jimson and Alyssa Julian, whose children are in third and fourth grade, respectively. Last year, students at Northeast wore masks for much of the school year until the District 118 Board of Education made masks optional in early 2022. COVID-19 transmission rates are high in Vermilion County, according to the CDC. Northeast Elementary sent home a letter telling parents that any child who does not feel well will be sent home to keep everyone safe. Still to come, we'll learn what's fueling the growth of esports programs at schools like Northern Illinois University. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
Join WILL on our 10th annual private rail trip to the East Coast, October 27th through November 4th. Climb aboard beautifully restored train cars and travel in style to your destination. Your itinerary includes guided sightseeing tours in Boston and Salem, with a stop in Plymouth to visit a living history museum. You'll also have time to explore these historic cities on your own. Find the complete trip schedule and pricing at will.illinois.edu/willtravel.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Just a few years ago, there were only a few collegiate esports programs in the United States. Now, there are nearly 200. Peter Medlin has more on what's fueling the growth of esports at Northern Illinois University.
Commentators call out the NIU squad's perfect positioning. They're closing in on Northern Kentucky. It's all almost over, and let's hand it off to the commentary crew.
I don't think the Kentucky contestant looks like that's it.
I get the shatter at the end. Oh, I got the...
Northern Illinois.
NIU's varsity Overwatch team overmatches Northern Kentucky University, a shining effort that marks the team's first victory of the season. And it's their first season playing at the new NIU Esports Arena, where varsity players compete in the heart of the campus's historic Altgeld Hall. Banners of the games they play fly from the rafters. The walls are adorned with posters of the 14 colleges they compete against in the Collegiate Esports Conference. Below the banners, rows of PCs line the inside of the arena where varsity gamers hone their craft and students hang out and play casually with friends. NIU jumped into esports in 2018 and officially launched its first varsity squads a year later. This week, the university announced it will be awarding its first ever esports scholarships for the upcoming school year. Connor Vagel is the director of esports at NIU.
It's $1,000 for this upcoming school year, and then two $1,000 scholarships, increasing to five $1,000 scholarships in 5 years from now. And so that is open to any student at NIU that considers themselves a gamer. So you don't have to be part of the varsity program, don't have to be, you know, a member of the club.
The scholarship is part of a collaboration with Dr. Levi Harrison, known as the Esports and Gaming Doctor. Harrison was introduced to NIU's program when he was a guest speaker at the university's Esports Career Lecture Series, where they bring in esports and gaming professionals to talk about how they got into the industry. Northern Illinois esports supporters are also crowdfunding donations to give $500 scholarships for each varsity gamer. The scholarships are a big deal for students both looking for financial aid and further legitimacy for the university's esports program. Jackson Rich is a member of NIU's varsity Overwatch team. Rich told head coach Alex Kramer about how important esports scholarships are in a YouTube conversation this spring.
I mean, we all know college is pricey, and so scholarships would help alleviate that. But also, it would put the esports program on the same echelon as, like, athletics. Have that varsity title and really put it on a pedestal.
Rich also says it puts NIU on the same playing field as other colleges already offering scholarships. The esports landscape has exploded in popularity over the past few years, powered by newer games like Overwatch, Rocket League, and Valorant, and aided by blossoming online streaming communities like Twitch and Discord. Early in the pandemic, NIU had to move all of its esports events online. And even though they couldn't keep building the on-campus community, it accelerated the program's digital reach.
We saw a growth in our Discord from about 300 people pre-pandemic to now we're at about 900.
But now that esports is back in person, Vagel hopes the new arena helps them build more connections. In just its first semester open, he says they had around 2,500 students visit the esports arena. And along with varsity esports, they also offer a student-run club and a newer club called Gaming for All, aimed towards women and traditionally marginalized groups who haven't always had supportive spaces in gaming communities. If students really want to get involved with gaming on campus, Vagel says they can also minor in esports industry professions as part of the College of Education. The program even has a special interest community.
Any student who is interested in esports or gaming can actually live in a special wing of one of the residence halls with people that share that same interest.
Connor Vagel says the new scholarships aren't the only piece of the university's partnership with the esports doctor Levi Harrison. This fall, 100 NIU students will also help beta test Harrison's Fierce Gamer app. It's marketed as a health and wellness app specifically created for gamers. But the scholarships are a crucial part of proving to prospective students that esports doesn't just have to be a hobby. It can be a viable path to college and maybe even a career. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 91 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Tim Shelley, Harrison Malkin, Tanisha Spain, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.